Today's recording is the Schus der Refuah Shleima in merit of the complete healing of Yafa Bas Simcha and Moshe ben Rachel by her grandson and his cousin Moshe Chaim ben Esther. One of the most famous phrases in all of world literature, and indeed one of the most beautiful, are the immortal words of Polonius: "This above all, to thine own self be true. This above all, to thine own self be true." And indeed, such wise words, because there are many, many people that live their life just based on what's going on around them, the culture in which they were born, the community in which they live, the masses of the people within which they're swimming. And indeed, it's very important to be thoughtful and introspective, an authentic person, to be true to oneself. But on the other hand, as much as it's important not to be completely externally focused and to go with the flow and let oneself be washed up by the expectations of others, but on the other hand, when one becomes inwardly directed to be true to oneself, there's a danger when we don't exactly know what is myself to which I'm supposed to be true. Myself that I'm aware of, my consciousness is completely changing, always. Even those lucky souls that are not among the moody types, everyone knows that the weather inside my being is consistently changing, just like the weather in the atmosphere. There are sunny days inside of myself, and there are wintry days, and rainy days, and snowy days. There are times that I absolutely love more than anything else playing basketball. Oh, that's not me. I'm just saying in general, that's an example. There are times that basketball is my biggest passion, and there are days that I'm not in the mood for it. There are days that this person is my bestest friend in the whole world. This is my BFF, and I want to be up all night talking to them. And then there are days that I can't stand looking at their face. So to which self should I be true? We're told that the pursuit of happiness is an inalienable right, one of the most important foundations of our country. But different days, different things make me happy. And if I'm always pursuing a happiness, and I'm always asking myself, am I really happy based on what myself is feeling that day? Well then, different days, different weeks, different months, I might be pursuing things in absolutely conflicting directions. And indeed, if I'm consistently focused on my moods and my emotions, and I'm always viewing them as myself, and the voices in my head and all the different ideas that my mind is telling me what I really want, what's going to make me happy, how do I feel? If you really take a step back and listen to them for a bit, you'll find that even the inner voices inside of you are often saying conflicting things. So to which self should I be true? And maybe you think that the place to dig to find your real self is your subconscious, to maybe somehow find out what subconsciously you really want, who you really are, what's going to make you really happy. Well, then you get to start digging around into what Freud called the chaos, a cauldron of seething excitation. And good luck with that one. But luckily, we have a book written by a Jew who is probably one of the biggest experts on humanity that ever lived. And his name is Rabbi Schneur Zalman of Liadi, and the book is called Tanya. And the Alter Rebbe in that book tells us not just who, but what our true self is. And our true self is a piece of God, a flame that's consistently burning and striving upwards to become absorbed in the infinite light of God. And although we're very often not aware of that essence, the essential self of who we are, because we do have that chaos, the cauldron of seething excitation, and all the fluctuating moods and emotions that cover up our deepest essence. But we have to know that deeper than that, the real self who we are is that soul, that godly soul. And therefore, this above all, to thine own self be true. When you do things to serve Hashem, when you learn Torah and you do mitzvahs, you know, sometimes you might feel that you're being hypocritical. I don't feel anything. This isn't who I really am. Who am I kidding? I remember what I did last night. This doesn't feel authentic to me. Today, right now, my mood is I feel my authentic self wants to get, like, you know, a Godzilla tattoo on my back. Rest assured that those feelings you have and those things you might have done and that person that you right now feel you are will change. And the less you cling to your moods and your emotions, the happier you'll be. When you come to a place where you could feel that the weather inside of you is changing all the time, don't give that much weight to it. Don't give that much importance to it. Yes, a person has to be self-aware of their interior, but one has to feel that there's an essence, an essential self to which I must always be true. And that is our divine soul. And therefore, just like the Ark of the Covenant and the Holy of Holies, which was the place that God dwelled in all his essence, had three layers, an outer gold layer, a middle wood layer, and then the inner gold layer in which the tablets were, we have to be the same way. We have to know that in our innermost layer, the essence of who we are, our own self to which we should be true, is pure gold, is pure God. And therefore, even though our interior, what we feel to be our conscious selves, might be made out of wood, and sometimes it could be wormy wood and yucky wood and wed wood, sometimes it'd be nice wood, beautiful woodwork, you know, with a shiny glisten and stuff, but that wood is always changing. But therefore, we have to make our external layer, what we do, the way we act, to be true to our essential innermost layer. This above all else, to thine own self be true. We need to have the anchor of the essence of what we are. And the more we're able to quiet those voices and moods and emotions, that's the constant changing atmosphere and weather of my conscious self, then God peers through our hearts, into our minds, and then into our deeds. And then we truly become holy arcs upon which God could rest.